KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a rundown of some of the action yesterday at the State Track and Field Championships in Des Moines. We'll start with the morning session. The 2A and 3A girls and boys running early in the girls 2A shuttle hurdle preliminaries. Underwood qualified with the seventh fastest time. The 3A girls shuttle hurdle, Glenwood had the top qualifying time for the finals. Also in the girls 3,000 meters in Class 2A. The finals saw ACGC's Kate Crawford place second. Tri-Center's Peyton Poggy was third. Ella Waddle of Panorama fourth. And Tori Castle of Trainer placing sixth overall in the 3A girls 3,000 meter finals. Jeanette Schraft of Glenwood was the state champion. In the boys 3,200 meter run, in Class 2A, Trainer's Jerry Jorgensen a second-place finish, and Noah Nelson of ACGC placing eighth. In the boys 3,200-meter run in Class 3A, no winners there, but it was Jalen Peterson of Atlantic just out of the medals. He finished in 12th overall yesterday in that race. Also in the girls 2A 200-meter dash prelims, a couple of qualifiers, Anna Winterott of OABCIG and Megan Carley of Trainer. No qualifiers locally in the girls' Class 3A 200-meter dash prelims. Haley Rasmussen had the best time, 26:53, and placed 10th in qualifying. So moving on to the boys' 200-meter dash prelims, no qualifiers in Class 2A and 3A. Tyler Moen of Atlantic had the seventh fastest time, and he'll qualify for the final. Zade Nicholson was the 11th in qualifying. In the girls' 4x800-meter relay and in Class 2A, Panorama got a fifth-place finish in that race yesterday. In the girls' 3A 4x800-meter relay, Creston placing sixth in the finals. Atlantic ended up in 15th place overall. Also in the boys' 4x800-meter relay finals, Underwood had a second-place finish in Class 2A, while the Atlantic boys finished in the fourth place overall in the 3A 4x800-meter relay with Craig Allen Becker, Nathan Behrens, Bradley Dennis, and Chase Mullinex running in that race. Also in the Class 2A 100-meter dash for the girls, Anna Winterout of OABCIG qualified with the third fastest time for the finals. In the boys' 100-meter dash prelims in 2A, Cooper DeJean of OABCIG had the eighth fastest qualifying time. Also in the girls' 400-meter dash finals in 3A, Jada Wilson of Glenwood ended up placing 7th overall. Pluma Pross of Atlantic was 15th in that race. In the boys' 400-meter dash finals, Underwood's Braden Wallen placing 6th overall. Also in the boys' 3A 400-meter dash finals, a third-place finish for Tyler Moen. He ran 49.55 seconds for 3rd overall. Michael Earlmeyer of Harlan placing 6th in the finals. In the 2A shuttle hurdle prelims for the boys, Trainer had the third fastest qualifying time and will run in the finals. Also in the field events in girls 2A shot put, Logan Hughes of Shenandoah placing fourth and Zoe Russ of Underwood placing sixth. In the 3A discus, Lauren Anderson of Harlan was fourth, while Ashley Onken of Carroll placing sixth. In the boys long jump in 2A, it was a fifth-place finish for Cooper DeJean of OABCIG, while Kyle Berg of Kemper Catholic placing sixth. In the boys' 3A high jump, a fourth-place finish for Wah Gack of Denison yesterday. Also in the shot put, in the discus, in 3A, a third-place finish for Derek Wire of Harlan and his teammate Caleb Beaker placing sixth overall in that event. In the Class 2A girls' long jump, Panorama's Bailey Beckman was third, and Mallory Bating of Kemper Catholic was fifth. In the 3A high jump, a tie for seventh for Coral Matheny of Glenwood. Those are some of the place winners and qualifiers in the early session. In the second session, the 1A and 4A results, some of the area participants saw in the shuttle hurdle relay preliminaries. On the boys' side, Fremont Mills had the fourth fastest qualifying time in Class 1A. Also in the girls' 3,000-meter run in Class 1A, Emma Lucas of Bedford wins the state championship. And a fourth-place finish also for Taylor Sporer of Logan Magnolia. The boys' 3,200-meter finals a little odd yesterday. The official finish had to be changed to where the runners were after the seventh lap because the lap counter got off square and the top runners thought the race was done after seven laps. So here are the results. Fourth place finish for Joshua Bowdler of Nottoway Valley. Seventh place for Boyer Valley's Justin Ambrose. And an eighth place finish for Bennett Heisterkamp of St. Albert in yesterday's race. Also in some preliminary events in girls 4A 200-meter dash prelims, Darby Thomas had the second fastest qualifying time, and she'll run for Abraham Lincoln in the finals. In the 1A boys 200-meter dash prelims, a couple of qualifiers, Luke Blaha of St. Albert and Drake Partridge of AHSTW. In the 4x800-meter relay finals for the girls in 1A, Logan Magnolia had a second-place finish. Also in the boys' Class 1A, IKM Manning placing second. Sydney was fifth. Woodbine placing sixth in that event. Also in the 100-meter dash prelims, Class 4A, Darby Thomas of Abe Lincoln, second fastest qualifying time. In the boys' 1A 100-meter dash prelims, Drake Partridge of AHSTW had the second fastest qualifying time, while Valentin Andrew Shishin of Riverside qualified with the fourth fastest time. In the 400-meter finals in girls 1A, a fifth-place finish for Maddie Duncan of Sydney, while Ryan Porch of AHSTW placing seventh. Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley was fourth overall in that final. Also in the boys 1A 400-meter dash final, Sam Rallis of St. Albert had a seventh-place finish. Also in girls' shot put action in Class 1A, Audubon's Melissa Deist had a fifth-place finish with a toss of 39 feet 1 inch. In the 4A discus, Lauren Payne of Lewis Central was second. In the 1A boys' long jump, Drew Shirky of Arweva placed fifth. In the 4A boys' high jump, Thomas Fedoni of Lewis Central tied for seventh place. In the 1A boys' shot put, Connor Alley of Fremont Mills placing fifth overall. Also in the boys' 4A discus, Logan Jones of Lewis Central captured the state championship. In the 1A girls' long jump, Sydney's Maddie Duncan was fourth, while Leslie Luft of Arweva placed seventh. Schedule for today's action at the Drake Stadium includes distance medley relay finals for the girls in Class 2A and 3A. Also, the boys' 2A and 3A distance medley finals will be run. Other finals will continue in the 4x200 and the 400-meter hurdles today. They'll have preliminaries in the 110 hurdles for the boys and the 100 hurdles for the girls. Also, there'll be preliminaries run in the 4x1 and 4x400-meter relays today, and they'll finish up the field events as well. The early session again today, 2A and 3A, getting underway at 9 o'clock. The late session this afternoon, getting underway at 2:40, includes the 1A and 4A girls and boys teams at Drake. Chris Parks on hand, and he'll have live updates for us with our first update this morning coming your way at 10:45. Also in high school sports last night, in girls soccer, Atlantic beat Carroll 5-3, Valley United over AHSTW 3-2, Kemper Catholic beat Greene County 4-0, Trainer over Sioux City North 3-0, and Thomas Jefferson beat East Sac County 10-0. In boys soccer, it was Lewis Central over Atlantic 10-0, AHSTW beating Valley United 5-1, Riverside over East Sac County 5-0, Harlan beat Tri-Center 9-0, Glenwood over Creston 7-1, Greene County 1-0 over Kemper Catholic, and Abraham Lincoln beat Thomas Jefferson 2-1. In girls golf yesterday, Carroll topping Denison 177-209. And also in girls golf, it was Lewis Central with a 232, defeating Abe Lincoln, who shot 233, and Thomas Jefferson, who posted a 287. Well, Brooks Koepka managed to grab the spotlight from playing partner Tiger Woods while conquering notorious Bethpage Black yesterday. Koepka with a one-stroke lead over Danny Lee through one round of the PGA Championship as he delivered a 7-under-par 63, making him the first player in 100 years of the PGA Championship to shoot that score twice. He broke the course record at Bethpage Black and became the first player to post 63 at a major in consecutive years. Koepka is the defending champ and is seeking his fourth major championship. Woods opened with a pair of double bogeys on the back nine and ruined a torrid start to the front nine with a pair of three-putt bogeys. He signed off on a 72 after carding even par or better in his previous 12 rounds in the majors. Lee birdied his last two holes to post a 64. Tommy Fleetwood is three shots back and one ahead of five other golfers. In baseball yesterday, Austin Riley went 3-for-4, driving in a run in his second big league game as the Braves hammered the Cardinals 10-2. Also in the National League, Milwaukee beat Philadelphia 11-3, Washington over New York 7-6, Cincinnati beat Chicago 4-2, San Diego over Pittsburgh 4-3. In the American League, Roofnet Odor smacked two of the Rangers' five homers and a 16-1 thrashing of the Royals in Kansas City. Also, Oakland beat Detroit 17-3. Cleveland doubled up Baltimore 14-7. It was the White Sox over Toronto 4-2. Minnesota beat Seattle 11-6. The Golden State Warriors are two wins away from their fifth straight trip to the NBA Finals after a big second-half comeback against the Portland Trail Blazers in a 114-111 victory over the Blazers. Game 3 will be Saturday in Portland. Boston Bruins are going to the Stanley Cup Final for the third time in 9 seasons after they completed a 4-game sweep of the Carolina Hurricanes last night. Tuukka Rask picked up his 7th career postseason shutout, making 24 saves in the Bruins' 4-0 win over the Hurricanes in Raleigh. They'll face either San Jose or St. Louis in the Stanley Cup Finals. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.